please.
Our second case is case number 12371. Samantha Whaley seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road, approximately 500 feet east of Cedar Creek Road. 911 address is 20675 Johnson Road, Lincoln. Zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is 330-15.00-63.09. We have zero letters of support, zero in opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Samantha Whaley, 20675 Johnson Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Hi, I'm going to open a daycare at my house. It's already daycare there. My mom's, we're going to close it and reopen it. If my neighbor says six, we're going to have 12 kids.
So let's start over because I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
You already have a daycare?
At the house, yes.
And you're allowed to have six children?
Yes.
And you're going to go to how many?
12.
Okay. And you've been before us before to get this?
So a home daycare for six and under does not require a special use exception, but over the six does require the special use exception because it goes from a home daycare to a daycare center.
Facility, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Do you have any other state licensing requirements in order to expand 12 children served?
I believe yes. We need a fence and we need
You need an outdoor play area for
yes,
the kids and so much room for each kid?
Yes.
Okay.
And a second zinc in the building. Yes.
Did they came inspector yet for that?
Yes, the fire marshal did come expect us to see if we can accept 12 kids in the room.
Okay.
And do you have that certificate or?
No, I didn't brought it with me.
Is child care licensing awaiting approval of zoning before
yes.
they will issue your state license?
Yes.
Okay.
And you live here at the house?
Yes.
Okay. And what hours of operation?
6 to 5.
To when?
6 to 5.
6 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yes.
Okay.
So are you doing 12 or 13 kids?
We're going to start with 9, and then in the future we're going to do 12.
Okay, so you got 13 on your application?
Yes, it's supposed to be 12.
12.
12, yes.
What are the ages of the kids?
4 months to 10 years of age.
Thank you.
Jamie?
The outside area, is that fenced in, the yard?
Not yet, but we're in the process of fencing it in.
And how many employees do you have?
So far it's me and my mother.
And you both live there?
Yes.
Do you have an intention to have any other additional employees?
Yes, in the future, when we enlarge.
Okay, is that when you get to 9 or when you get to
12?
Okay, how many employees would you have then?
Maybe one more person.
And you've been in operation with the home daycare
yes,
for some time. When did that start?
My mom, really, because my mom's name right now. We're waiting to for me to be approved to close hers down to put in my name if we can have the 12 kids.
So it's been on this site?
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
12 years.
12 years? Have you had any complaints from neighbors or anything
no.
about that? And has there been any impact on traffic or anything in that regard?
No.
Okay. And what's in the neighborhood? Is it homes,
farms?
What do we have?
We have a cornfield, a farm. We're right across the house.
All right. I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Any other questions from members of the board? No? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Is there any other questions from members of the board? If not, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Ms. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12371 for Samantha Whaley for the requested special use exemption because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of the motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
You want to see it back in 5 years? I'm just double checking because a daycare center does not have to come back in 5 years.
Yeah, there's certain ones that are temporary that have to come back. This is one that doesn't fit the temporary box. So
you want to revise?
I would amend it, yes.
Okay. How about a fence?
They'll have to come get a building permit for that fence? And they'll have to get that before the state's going to let them open.
And they're going to have to meet all licensing requirements.
They will have to meet all licensing requirements prior to the issuance of the childcare licensing. And the record is closed. I think your dad might be trying to get a hold of you or somebody over there.
Well, that's what I just told
you. Yeah, so that's closed. So
the public hearing is now closed.
Okay.
So typically when a home daycare or something like this comes before the Board of Adjustment, this is what typically their first step in their child care licensing, because child care licensing requires zoning approval from the local jurisdiction. In this case, it would be the county. In this case, it's the Board of Adjustment that would grant the special use exception if so inclined. And then they would work with this child care licensing, the state agency, to make sure everything has been addressed and everything is in compliance with state regulations prior to the opening of the daycare.
Okay.
We have a motion.
Motion and a second.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I, too, for the reason. So for a vote 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.